scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan, you're starting the day off at home today.
I am.
How you feeling? Bed you feeling better? Again.
A little bit. Yeah, I'm feeling better overall. This mornings are rough right now. It's the vertigo, man. You know, I have to tell you, I heard from a whole bunch of people that it's like going around.
Yeah.
The vertigo is, it's like whatever virus.
Oh, really?
So hang on to your, I don't know, eardrums.
Oh, man. I don't.
It could hit you next.
Is it the weather that's making all this like that? I don't get it.
I think it's specific to whatever this virus is that everyone's getting. So. Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, some big changes coming to Twitter. I don't know if you tweet still, but Billboard Magazine says that Twitter is testing doubling the character limit from 140 characters to 280 characters. Now, the company wants to see if people will be able to better express themselves with more characters, but reviews are mixed. What do you think about this? Because you tweet still, right?
I don't tweet very regularly. I used to love Twitter, like was really into it. And one of my favorite things about it was how short it was. I actually thought it was a nice, like a fun challenge.
Right.
To try to say what you wanted to say in that. I just feel like if it's 280, it'll just be like nothing.
It's
like,
just
it won't
a mess.
Really be, yeah. It'll be hard to read too. Like it'll be really hard to scroll and read it. So I don't think it's going to, that's not what they need to do to compete with Facebook if that's what they're thinking.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
They need to work on some other strategies, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, what about this, Johnny? Diamond sold for $53 million. Wow. CNN claims that Graff Diamonds has purchased the world's second largest diamond for $53 million. It's 1,109 carats.
What?
Just think about that. Like maybe the average wedding ring is like, I don't know, a little under a carat, maybe something like that.
Yeah, sometimes if
1,000.
Yeah, if you're thinking big money, maybe you got a 1-carat diamond, but that's about as big as I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, it was found in a diamond mine in Botswana in 2015. The seller had hoped to get $70 million. Aw, poor guy.
Hey, you still got $53 million out of the deal. But could you imagine, like, because, you know, an uncut diamond, they got to cut it all of it. So how big of a stone was that thing to be cut down to 1,109 carats? That's got to be huge.
It's amazing. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Get a lot of rings out of it.
Definitely. Well, check this out. A designer in London has created a fanny pack. Because fanny packs are back, I guess.
Yeah, they're called belt bags now.
Okay. Well, yes. I like calling them fanny packs.
If you don't want to call it a fanny pack, that's what you can call it.
Well, with this one, you strap on the outside of your shirt and it makes it look like you have a fat, hairy belly. So, so this fake belly is called the dad bag, and it makes it seriously look like there's a flabby stomach just poking underneath your shirt. And as an added bonus, it's big enough to hold your smartphone and anything else you want to put in there.
Cool.
Some beer for your beer belly. I don't know.
Of course. All right. I mean, I'm all about novelty items. I'm not sure why you'd want to wear this
Could you imagine wearing this along with that one hairy man bikini thing?
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic.
That would probably be the best idea. You're walking down the beach with that.
I want to see those two together. Yep. Yep, for sure. Well, kind of the opposite of that. We've got a new millennial airline.
Oh, geez.
Air France is launching a new airline targeted at millennials. June Airlines calls itself a rooftop bar that sells organic beverages. Well, that's weird because they're also an airline.
Right.
The flight attendants will wear skinny jeans, sneakers, and sleeveless jackets.
Oh, my gosh.
So these people are going to be insufferable.
Oh, my. Yeah, I would not want to go on this airline because they would be like, man, this is like the coolest airline ever. And, you know, once it starts to get cool and people love it and people start going on this airline, then people are going to stop because it's totally going to be like a hipster thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it was cool before it was cool. So once it becomes cool.
Right, but
cool,
now that it's cool.
Yeah, not cool anymore.
It'll just be everyone's moms and dads on it.
Exactly. just like Facebook and Instagram and all the other social medias. Once your parents or grandparents are on, no longer cool.
No longer cool.